and Jimmy Love on Dubbo and the Central West's number one.
Hit 93.5.
Morning, Dubbo and the Central West. It's Pippa and Jimmy with Mike filling in. Mike, I just can see you playing with a little gadget over there. What have you got yourself?
I got myself a new toy.
Oh.
My phone was dying. My old phone had been dying for a while, and I finally bit the bullet. It was time to get a new one.
So you've upgraded.
I've upgraded several generations of iPhone.
What have you got?
So I've got the new 8. And
you've got the new iPhone 8.
Yes.
I don't know anyone with an 8 yet. You're the first human I know with an 8.
I feel honoured to be in that
category. This is exciting.
But no, I'm just like...
You can't stop playing with it.
I can't stop playing it because they have these cool animations for like the wallpaper where it moves.
Oh, you hold your finger down and it's like a moving graphic.
I think it's been around for the last few generations, but I haven't had it on my previous one, so I'm like playing with it like it's a little toy.
Well, we're joined by Stephen Finnick later on the show, and he's going to give us a lowdown on the iPhone 8 as well, comparing it to the Nokia 3310.
Yes, which is making a comeback.
You guys can totally do a product comparison.
I reckon we should do that.
Enjoying it so far? What are the best features that you've noticed?
Oh, it's just smoother. It's so much smoother. My old one was lagging, and now it's lightning fast, and the battery power is... I've been using it consistently the last hour and a half since I've been awake, and it's only dropped 1% in battery. Oh,
only 1%.
Yeah.
You heard it here first, kids. Mm. I just upgraded my iPhone last night. You know, the new iOS?
Oh,
the new software
yes.
update you have to do? All my icons have changed.
Yeah, they do.
I'm trying to navigate it. I'm confused. The layout's changed. When I open messages, it's like I'm in kind of iTunes or Apple Music.
Yeah, right? It's weird. And like, I think the iTunes store and the iTunes and the App Store, the symbols have changed. So I don't know what I'm opening when I'm opening
it's
the
app. It's different. Change makes me nervous sometimes, Mark.
Change is hard sometimes.
I don't mind it though. So your review so far, an hour and a half in.
I'm an hour and a half in and I'm loving life.
Loving life right with the new iPhone 8.
I feel
8.
Like I have a new lease on life now.
Whoa.
That I have a new phone.
That's big. That's big. Okay. Over $4,000 in Smash for Cash this morning and an ice cream company.
Yeah, one of my favourite brands. People are asking for a boycott of them. And I'm not entirely happy about that.
Not entirely happy.
No.
I would think you'd be outraged.
I'm trying to calm myself down.
So this is you. What I'm seeing right now in the studio.
Got to be composed.
This is you just composing the rage that's about to burst out at any moment.
Yeah, that's what's happening right now.
Right,
but
okay.
I'll get into that a little bit later
All
on.
All right.
But we've also got, you got to listen out for your name for the R&B horn if you want to get on the R&B guest list.
Hit.com.au, become a VIP. This is the way you get access to all the hottest stuff here at Hit 93.5.
Absolutely. But let's get into the music right now. This is one of my favourite tracks.
You do love this tune?
It's from Avicii. He's back on the scene now and he's got this track. It's called Without You. I've been screaming this chorus for a while now.
You love
it. And it's hard not to. Without You, it's on Hit 93.5. Jonas Blue with William Singh on Hit 93.5. Thanks to McCafe, Australia's most popular barista-made coffee.
It's Pippa and Jimmy with Mike filling in. Mike, a bloke in China, he's really raised the bar for boyfriends.
Has he?
Like, to the point where I feel like all the guys across Dubbo and the Central West just need to stop for a minute, pick up a pen and paper and take note.
Okay.
So one young man has been spotted last week swapping shoes with his girlfriend.
Okay, I'm assuming that the girlfriend's shoes were of the painful variety.
They were of the high heel stiletto variety, correct.
Right, okay.
So a couple have been inside a waiting room in a hospital and this woman spotted them and couldn't help but snap a few photos. So apparently the young woman's feet were very tired and as a remedy, her boyfriend offered her his sandals and put on her pink high-heeled shoes on his own feet. I tell you what.
That's lovely of him.
Isn't it just?
Do you think that this is like the shoe equivalent of like childbirth? Now, what I mean by
that. Please explain.
What I mean by that. You know how like, when you give birth, the partner's always like, oh, honey, I wish I could feel your pain for you. I wish
Are
I could feel
your
pain for you.
Speaking from personal experience?
Absolutely not.
Yeah.
I wish I could feel your pain for you or something like that. This is like, a lowbrow equivalent of that? Like, because I assume that high heels are super painful to walk around in, especially over a long period of time.
Yeah, they can be.
This is something that the boyfriend can do. I mean, the boyfriend cannot
to
give
to feel the pain.
But this is something
I
that
see
he can
what
do.
You mean.
You know what I mean?
See what you mean.
It's a gesture, absolutely. A lovely
a
gesture.
A chivalrous gesture like no other. So when it was time for them to leave the waiting room, the woman offered to swap back the shoes and be like, honey, you have
you
worn
have
my pink stilettos
anymore.
Long enough, but the boyfriend wouldn't hear of it. Oh, no, no, no. I'm strutting around in your high heels like a real man.
He started to, I reckon he was really impressed with himself.
I bet he was.
That he started to, like, do well at it.
That's right.
Because, I mean, I've never even attempted to put on high heels before. I don't even know how I would begin to, essentially, it's like walking on your tippy toes for
kind of,
a long
yeah.
period of time.
Yeah, it is, yeah.
I would cramp up so badly.
Look, maybe start with a block heel rather than going a stiletto straight away. You know, ease
Won't
into
weigh
a
up.
Little court shoe, something like that's always good rather than going kind of the sky-high stiletto.
Yeah, I don't want to, I want to ease the degree in angle. Like,
yeah,
I wouldn't want to go
course.
Full 90 degrees.
No, you don't want to go that straight off the bat. You're going to sprain an ankle. This guy, though, he was bold. He just went the whole hog straight up. Men of Dubbo and the Central West, take note. If you really want to be chivalrous to your lady, stick on a pair of her shoes.
Army Fridays Live. Hit has got your free tickets to Army Fridays Live 2017. Congratulations.
Jason Derulo, he's riding solo. On Dubbo with the Central West, number one, hit 93.5. All thanks to the Monopoly game at Macca's. It's in full swing. Come in and play today. Full terms at maccasplay.com.au.
It's Pippa and Jimmy with Mike filling in. And Mike, first world problems.
They're everywhere.
They are. They're really difficult. And this morning I experienced a horrendous first world problem.
And what was that?
So I have a banana every day.
You do?
Yeah, love bananas. And
they're
it looked
my
beautiful
fruit.
In yellow. It felt firm on the outside. And a couple of ad breaks ago, I go to peel my banana and just have a quiet snack by myself.
Mm-hmm. Away from me, yeah.
I was standing at the door. I could still see you. And I peel it back. It's brown all along the outside.
Bruised
so then
badly.
I'm like, that's fine. Okay, I'll cut the bruises off. It's bruised the entire way through.
Now I understand the harrowing screams I heard from the kitchen.
I can't believe it. You get ready to enjoy a great snack of potassium and then you peel it open and your dreams are dashed.
Mm-hmm.
You're heartbroken. I had to throw the whole thing away. I started trying to slice the bits off, but it was brown right through to the centre.
So it was not just on the outside, it was brown all the way
all
in
the way
middle.
Through to the middle.
Oh,
it's just I'm devastated. You know, you go to the shops and you judge it on face value, a good banana.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost as bad as not getting a ripe avocado.
Yes, because that's what's come out recently.
That has been listed by researchers who've worked with behavioural psychologists from Goldsmiths University, and they've quizzed 20-somethings about their first world problems,
mm-hmm.
and not getting a ripe avocado has made the list. So what they did, they then asked people in their 50s what the biggest worries were 20 years ago, and they compared the two sets of results.
I'm looking at the results now.
Yeah, okay.
Polarising differences.
Polarising differences. So in 1997, now I was still alive in 1997.
I was only about 5.
So my parents, these were the first world problems that they had when I was growing up. So first one, having a happy relationship.
Okay.
Yeah, that's, you know, you want to have that. Earning enough money to pay rent and bills.
That's necessity.
Whether or not you could afford a holiday, that was a big one. Because
mm-hmm.
if you could afford to go on a family holiday once a year, whew, you're doing pretty well.
I mean, you had to buy airline tickets. You had to do it over the phone. You didn't have the internet to do that.
Well, we always drove.
Oh, of course.
Oh, yeah, it was like a 10-hour drive to get to the beach for us. Saving for your first home. That was a first world problem in 1997.
Everyone still is.
And my personal favourite of 1997, when you got your photos developed and most of them were overexposed.
Oh, that was the risk. Whenever you got the disposable camera,
mm-hmm.
you take the photos, you only get about 32 or whatever the
exactly,
images were.
Exactly, yeah, depending on how much roll was in the film.
You go down the Big W, you get them developed.
Yep, or Kodak back
Kodak,
in the day.
Yes, mm-hmm. and you'd find out like, oh, sun glare or...
Someone stuck a finger over
the
it.
Thumb,
so I've just got a photo of your thumb close up. Great. So they're the first world problems of 1997. Get this. The first 20 first world problems of 2017 have been revealed.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to read you the top five.
Give me the top five.
Number one, waiting for a non-time specific delivery or service.
Oh.
So your Wi-Fi will be connected between the hours of 8 a.m. and 6 p.m. on Tuesday the 27th.
I went through that so much when I moved here.
Honestly. Second one, forgetting your login passwords.
I do that all the time. It's horrible.
Or having to re-enter it.
Oh, yes, you have to reset the password, yeah.
Third one, leaving your phone at home. Oh, I'm naked. I'm naked. I don't have my phone. I'm naked.
It felt awful.
Yeah. Oh. No free Wi-Fi in hotels.
Oh, I hate that. That happened to me. And I was lost. I didn't know what to do. You had the free-to-air channels, but that's not good enough.
You get no free Wi-Fi. You're like, what is this?
Mm.
I'm in the dark ages, honestly. And fifth one, I feel like you might appreciate this one, Mike. Mm-hmm. Having to get out of a warm bed to turn off the lights.
Oh, you've caught me right in the feels there. That's really hard to do. It's gotten to the point where now I wear my blanket, like my quilt and stuff, like a sarong almost. Yeah. Where I wrap myself around, like, I waddle all the way to the door, flick the light off, waddle all the way back.
Grumbling all the way, just stupid light being so far away.
I turned into my grandpa already.
Who needs a hall light anyway?
Sometimes you gotta drink about somebody. That ain't gonna break.
What about us? What about
this is Pink's latest What About Us on Hit 93.5.
Pippa and Jimmy with Mike filling in, and the Monopoly game at Macca's is in full swing. Come in and play today. Full terms at maccasplay.com.au.
Yes, now Pippa, over the weekend, spent the weekend in Sydney, saw the NRL Grand Final, was amazing.
Awesome.
What wasn't amazing was the 7 and a bit hour trip back to Dubbo. That takes a long time.
It does.
So I had to catch the bus back, and one thing I noticed, so families are getting on around the same time. I found my seat already, and families are walking past, and this kid couldn't be much older than 5 or 6,
I would
estimate.
Yeah.
I don't know kids in terms of their ages, but he looked about 5 or 6, and she was walking to find their seats. He was not paying attention to what he was looking at. His face was just glued onto the screen in front of him, would have been an iPad.
Right.
Just staring at it, letting the parents guide him to his seat while he goes on probably playing a game or something.
And then was it really funny when he completely face planted? Is that the moral of this story?
Am I a bad person for wanting to trip the child? But it really got me thinking, like, kids, like really young kids.
Kids these days.
I sound like an old person, but like kids these days, they're really like immersed in the screens because. Like, it reminds me, I have younger cousins.
Mm-hmm.
They're about a little bit older than 5 or 6. They're about 8 years old. And I see them at family gatherings. They come in through the door. They say a polite hello.
Yep.
And then they go find a couch and they sit down and they just start on their iPads playing games and stuff. They ask to, you know, call you over, like, hey, look at this game I'm playing. When, like, you know, we could go out and, like, kick the soccer ball around, or we could play a board game. We could play various other things.
Absolutely.
That doesn't revolve around staring at a screen.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm getting really annoyed at kids.
It's
a lot. Like, they just sit there hours on end, just staring, not really engaging with the family other than, look at this game I'm playing, watch me play this game.
We live in a very digital age, it's very different to when you and I grew up, Mike, and if you went to visit other kids' houses or you went to visit a family's house, it was really important that you greet and acknowledge all of the family members there. Hello, Mr. and Mrs. Smith. Yes, I'm very well, thank you. Mm-hmm. Yes, I would like a biscuit. No, I wouldn't like a glass of juice. Thanks so much.
Yes, school.
Yeah, exactly. And then you go and play with the other kids outside while the parents catch up or have dinner or whatever.
Yep.
You didn't sit in front of a movie or a screen. It was a real rarity if you got stuck down in front of a TV, here, watch this movie for an hour and a half.
I mean, when I was like 7 or 8, like this was the time, you know, Game Boys were starting to come out. But I feel like those things were terrible for battery life. They wouldn't last very long at all.
Yep.
They would, but you play it for if you're really desperate, say you're going to family event, no other kids there. It's hard, right? But if you got other kids there, why are you all just sitting around in a circle watching screens?
We want to open this up to people of Dubbo and the Central West on 13, 12, 16. kids and iPads, mm-hmm. how young is too young, do you think? Mike, you thought this five-year-old kid on the bus, too young to be having a device.
For a five-year-old, it's too young. Mm-hmm. And I feel like once you get into the double digits,
yep.
that's when you can have an iPad for mm-hmm. legitimate reasons, like okay. educational purposes sure. and whatnot.
13, 12, 16, kids and iPads, how young is too young? We're going to take your calls on this next.
Let's go! I just want to wish you well.
Bernard Fanning, wish you well on Hit 93.5.
It's Pippa and Jimmy with Mike filling in. We're asking on 13, 12, 16, kids and iPads, how young is too young? This is after, Mike, you were travelling back from Sydney on the weekend.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And seeing really, really young kids on devices.
Not looking where they're going as well.
Well, so like, it's a safety hazard.
It's a safety as well.
As well.
I mean, it's also a safety hazard. I was really tempted to trip. I don't know if that's bad. Or not, anyway.
I feel like that's not something you should advertise, that no you want to go around tripping over kids.
Probably not, now I'm thinking about it.
But we do live in such a digital age, and it really begs the question, how much screen time for young children is too much? Let's go to the phone lines now on 13, 12, 16. Beck's on the line. Kids and iPads, Beck, how young is too young?
Well, I have a stepdaughter and we actually don't give her a phone or an iPad. We kind of encourage her to go outside and stuff. So I would probably say probably 12.
Wow, so you think if a kid's under 12, they shouldn't really have access to an iPad or a device?
Look, I think every now and then's okay, but, you know, when they start wanting it and needing it, I don't think that's, you know, kids are meant to play outside and make memories out there, so that's just my opinion.
That's absolutely right, because, I mean, that's my childhood.
That's my childhood as well, yeah. Mm. We're asking on 13, 12, 16, we're taking your calls right now for kids and iPads, how young is too young? Jackie, you are a school teacher and you've got sort of young children in your lives. Are they sort of on devices?
Oh, yes, I have several grandnieces and nephews that seem to live on the damn things, yes.
Yeah. And what do you think about them? Do you think that as children that there should be an age restriction, or do you think we should be allowing kids this kind of exposure to devices?
Oh, I don't think you can put a restriction on it, and I think there's the odd occasion where it's handy, but they do, I mean, they're incredibly clever with them, and anything with knobs and buttons and things that you push, they seem to pick up in 10 seconds flat faster mm-hmm. than reading, mm-hmm. that's for sure.
Definitely.
But I can see a position for them to be used as an educational tool, but not just to sit. I mean, it's really sad to see little children visiting their grandparents and all they do is sit in the corner and watch things on an iPad.
Because a lot of people really argue that it's really encouraging very antisocial behaviour.
Oh, no, I wouldn't agree with that.
No?
No, because, they learn a heck of a lot off the darn things.
Right.
But, and they can discuss all sorts of things. It's a hard one.
It is a hard one because girlfriends of mine who are parents with young children as well, I have watched them sort of nurse young children and having toddlers now. I have seen them go from really trying to limit the exposure of screen time with their kids to now really going, oh my gosh, a screen is sometimes a lifesaver when you just need 5 minutes of peace, or when you need to kind of give them an activity or something, or when you need to go and have a shower or go to the bathroom or something. But I think there's definitely... I think that there needs to be some kind of boundary around this, because if you just go hell for leather with it and you just kind of go, you can sit there for hours on end, I don't really think that's going to be good for their brains.
Yeah, basic time limit I think is probably, I'm not a parent, but from I have friends who are parents mm-hmm. and I feel like time limits are probably the best course of action for these. But we got to do something right now.
We do.
David Guetta with Justin Bieber, who is everywhere at the moment on Hit 93.5.
It's Pippa and Jimmy with Mike filling in, and we are joined right now on the line by resident tech expert Stephen Fenwick from techguide.com.au. Morning, Stephen.
Hi, guys. Great to be with you guys again.
Stephen, what have Domino's done? They've been renegades and they've got battery-operated pizzas happening. What's going on?
I'm so intrigued by this.
Yeah, well, what they've done is basically they've put 10 Tesla Powerwalls at their Plumpton store in Sydney's West, and this will be the first of many stores to be rolled out. A company called Natural Solar has actually put this array together for them. And what it basically allows them to do is to operate the entire store using battery power. We're talking all appliances, so all the infrastructure in there, the refrigerators, the ovens, everything they need to make the pizzas and the garlic breads are now going to be powered by battery.
I was trying to wrap my brain around all of that.
So you're going to have a battery cook your pizza, essentially.
That's exactly it. So the next time you bite into a Domino's pizza, it could have been cooked with a battery.
Let's move on to the world of phones. So this is quite the retro, quite the flashback. The Nokia 3310, it's back.
It is, yes. Everything old is new again. Now, if anyone who can recall, everyone owned a Nokia, I think, back in the day when mobile phones first hit the market in Australia, Nokia was the king brand. Mm-hmm. They were number one with a bullet. And everyone had a Nokia phone, including this 3310, which was a sturdy phone. The battery would last a week. You could run this thing over in your car and it'd still work. It's going to be released in mid-October. It's going to be only priced at $90. I think a lot of people, just for pure nostalgia value, are going to buy this phone. And best of all, it's going to have the Snake game on board, which is one of the main reasons why you owned the phone in the first place.
That's exactly it. I asked my mum for a phone. I mean, I was only about 12 years old at the time, and I just wanted to play Snake. That's all I wanted to do. I didn't have friends to text. They didn't have phones. I just wanted to play Snake.
Well, you'll be able to do that again. It's going to have a colour screen. There are also your numerical buttons, of course. So it looks very much like that old model, but it's been given a bit of a modern makeover in terms of having a colour screen and running fairly basic app. That's not going to break the bank.
So, Stephen, the big question is, Mike has been umming and ahhing in the studio this morning about, do I get the 8? Do I upgrade to the new iPhone? What am I going to do?
Yeah.
Stephen, from a tech expert point of view, is he better to just go back to the 3310?
Well, I think it's possible for him to live his life with the 3310. I don't think it quite will meet the needs of running apps and doing all the things you want to do, like your emails and browsing and all of that. I think someone like Mike, who's a man about town, I think he'll need something a bit more sophisticated than that.
There you go, Mike. What do you reckon?
I think he's right on the money there.
Stephen Fenwick from techguide.com.au, our resident tech expert. Thanks so much for joining us this morning.
My pleasure. Talk to you soon.
Katie Moon and Jessica Wiseman, time is ticking for you to call us on 13 12 16 to get on the R&B Friday standby list.
Mark Ronson, Bruno Mars now on here.